This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After receiving criticism from leaders like New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, U.S. President Donald Trump backed away from a two-week quarantine for one of the nation's coronavirus hotspots. Instead, the president floated a strong travel advisory for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Mr. Trump raised the idea of a quarantine in a tweet earlier Saturday, but the governors in the three states pushed back. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was particularly critical, telling CNN that roping off states would amount to a federal declaration of war. Cuomo also said he believes that such a quarantine would be illegal, economically catastrophic, and preposterous. Coronavirus-related fatalities in the United States have doubled in 2 days, topping 2,000, and authorities say an infant who tested positive has died. In other parts of the world, Italy became the first country to surpass 10,000 deaths. Virus prevention measures have taken a violent turn in parts of Africa as countries impose lockdowns and curfews or seal off major cities. In Canada, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife announced that she has recovered from COVID-19 after testing positive earlier this month. Panamanian authorities say hundreds of passengers on a cruise ship where 4 people have died and over 130 others have influenza-like symptoms, including at least 2 with the coronavirus, were transferred to a sister ship. Panama's maritime authorities said 401 asymptomatic passengers were transferred from cruise operator Holland America Line's 781-foot Miss Zaandam vessel to the Rotterdam, a sister ship. There are 1,243 guests and 586 crew on board the Zaandam. This is VOA News. South Korea is now criticizing North Korea after the latter on Sunday fired 2 suspected ballistic missiles into the sea. It continues a streak of weapons launches that suggests that leader Kim Jong-un is trying to strengthen domestic support amid worries about a possible coronavirus outbreak in the country. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said it detected the projectiles flying from the North Korean eastern coastal city of Wonsan into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan on Sunday morning. The projectiles flew about 230 kilometers at a maximum altitude of 30 kilometers. Tokyo Olympic organizers seem to be leaning away from starting the rescheduled games in the spring of 2021. More and more signs point toward the summer of 2021. Organizing Committee President Yoshiro Mori suggested there would be no major change from 2020. Mori was quoted as saying, "The games are meant to be in the summer, so we should be thinking of a time between June and September." International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, after the postponement was announced in Switzerland on Tuesday, left open the possibility of a spring date. The postponed games were to have opened on July 24th of this year and closed on August 9th. Mori suggested some decisions could be made as early as this week when organizing committee's executive board meets. Any final decision will be made between local organizers and the IOC and hundreds of sponsors, sports federations, and broadcasters. Athletes have been left in limbo by the postponement. Many have been forced to stop training because of the spreading coronavirus. Even though those who can train have no idea about how to schedule training to reach peak fitness at the right time. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez on Saturday met with top health officials as the country announced its highest daily death toll amid the coronavirus outbreak. Spain, where stay-at-home restrictions have been in place for nearly 2 weeks, reported 832 more deaths Saturday, bringing its total to nearly 5,700 people. Another 8,000 people have been confirmed with the infection. It pushed the count above 72,000. Spain's director of emergencies, Fernando Simon, saw a ray of hope, noting some parts of the country had probably already passed the peak of infections. Doctors, nurses, and ambulance drivers in Spain's worst-hit regions are working nonstop and falling ill at an alarming rate. More than 9,000 health workers in the country have been affected thus far. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.